Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Rob Bolton, PGAtour.com. It's the week. Here's the Champions Dinner picture from last night with John Rahm in the menu, with all the former champions there, from Nicholas and Player to, I mean, Charles Cootie, among some many others who are still there, Mark O'Meara, and some of the young greats too. Rob, thank you very much. It is time. One, let me ask you this, and we'll get to our picks, and we want to get your thoughts on those picks too. How much does the weather that we see that's about to drench Augusta National change what the players have seen so far this week?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks again for the invite. Great to hear your voice, David.
You too.
Yeah,
buddy.
So the course was setting up to be fast and firm, and it won't start out that way. Yeah, that would be the headline on Thursday. Sorry, but they'll get it going by the weekend. So, big changes in store. It would be a shock if it doesn't, if there's not a delay. And potentially an extensive delay. They're going to have to clean the course. They're going to have to get the guys warmed up again, and then they'll go play the tournament, which is why they're there in the first place. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's what happens when you deal with an outside sport, you know?
All right, so how much do what they have with those air suction machines underneath the greens? It's rain is rain. I've been there when it's rained. It can still get very messy, although they don't ever want to say there's mud at Augusta National or anything other than green grass. How much do the undulations and what they have underneath help get through that faster than perhaps? And some other PGA courses have done that too.
Yeah, the sub-air system,
yeah.
I think, is the official product. Whatever it is, there's a sub air, and that thing is you can hear it sort of where the old driving range used to be, in the middle of that looks like a park between 18 and 9, and it's humming pretty good when it's on. That's the thing about this course. It's just, and for fans who aren't aware or golf, you know, aficionados, just the fact that they can dial in the greens to whatever speed they want them to be. They don't tell you what it is. You got to figure that out on your own. That's sort of the part of the beauty that I don't know, that's sort of a throwback feel before we could measure everything. You know, I love that. But the beauty of it from a setup standpoint is that they can make it uniform. So you never hear guys saying, 12 was run a little bit slower because it's down by Race Creek than say like, you know, 1, which is sort of an elevated green, back by the clubhouse. So, yeah, I mean, that's the good thing about the tournament. But when you get this much rain, those things will be cranking on 10, no doubt about it, to make sure everything is uniform by the time the guys are on the course.
All right, remind me how many players we all pick.
We
three or four?
Four.
Four. All right, we have four of us in the studio, Emery, Craig, Paul, me, and then you, Rob. Rob, we've never done this before. We're going to let you lead off.
Oh.
We've missed you. And then I'm just going to pick. I'll pick fifth. I'm just going to put myself fifth. You start off if you want.
I would love to start off with Scottie Scheffler, so I think I'll start off with Scottie Scheffler.
All right. Craig, you're next.
Okay. Give me Rory.
Mr. Catalina.
Brooks.
Your birthday's next week, so
yes.
I'll give you the chance
Brooks Koepka.
Emery.
John Rahm.
The defending champion. I'm going to take a guy that has his game like in play right now, and I'm going to say Xander Schauffele is my pick. And now I'm stuck because this is where you have like
this is where you
got to
prepare, Smokey.
No, I got my list right here. Xander Schauffele, and I'm going to take Wyndham Clark. And now it's Emery.
Yeah, I'll take Will Zalatoris.
Okay. Played with Tiger in a practice round earlier this week. And now back to you, Paul.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Hideki, all right. Craig?
Patrick Cantlay.
Been quiet, Rob. He's been quiet. We'll kind of analyze all that. And now you get two picks.
Well, Paul took my guy. Not that I expected Matsuyama to fall all the way to me here at 10th. Love the game that Shane Lowry is playing right now, so he'll be my next selection here in the second round. And then to round out, I'm going to stick with the work here. I mean, although I'm going to jump over my eight, who's next available, Matt Fitzpatrick will be
my
selection.
There you go. Makes sense. All right. Back to you, Craig Smoak.
Let me go with... Keegan Bradley.
I will go back to your eighth, and I will take Russell Henley. Since you took the guy, I was hoping you were going to take Russell Henley so I could take Matt Fitzpatrick, but, you know, turnabout's fair play.
Mr. Emery.
That works out.
I'm going to take – I'll take Victor Hovland.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He dropped – He's going through some crazy with his swing because he's always tinkering with his swing. I'm going to take Connors and Brian Harman. I said it. Back to you, Emery.
I'm going to go with Ludwig.
All right. Craig or Paul?
Gosh.
We all know he wants Gerald Hatton. Do it.
No. No, never.
Paid off so well for you in the past.
No.
How about the audio, Rob, that he popped off last weekend when he hit a bad shot? That was glorious.
You say you want me to repeat it here?
No,
I got you.
No. Yeah. Well, you can. We're on YouTube.
Yeah. Right. I'll take Jordan Spieth.
Damn. All right, Craig, and then Rob wraps it up.
Somebody say Sam Burns.
Nope.
Okay. Good pick. Sam Burns. You and did. Then Rob, yeah. You.
This will feel like I planted number 14 in the power rankings because he's been one of the best players in the last several months worldwide, no matter how you want to define it. Joaquin Niemann.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's been really good on LIV. No question. All right. Break it down, Mr. PGAtour.com.
Yeah. First of all, David, I'm shocked you didn't either take Tiger or Phil.
Yeah,
with your last
I'm done with
that's
them.
Who you
I'm not done with them because that old school – you know, like I have with them, but no, Tiger, I don't know how he lasts, especially if it's sloppy and stuff on Thursday with his legs. So, but yep. I would love to, and I would be thrilled if he's on the leaderboard on Sunday afternoon.
You know, you could make a fifth team here that would include Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Jason Day. I mean, these guys are still out there. If we had to go another couple of rounds, and we'd be fine with it. But, you know, that's part of the beauty of this field is that it's really, really, really top-heavy, and most of these guys are going to make the cut. So we should do very well as a pool here, you know. The rules are the same, right? Everybody's got to make the cut for you to have a chance. So that's the idea. There's a couple of interesting little injuries that are bothering some guys. Ludwig Åberg has a knee. Not exactly sure to what extent it kept him out of the par 3 contest, kept him practicing a little bit lightly this week. Maybe that'll do him. Maybe that'll talk. Paul, talk about your turnabout for fair play. Maybe that'll do him some good. Not getting out of the course until it's actually not the greatest conditions. And a guy from Sweden who's grown up and playing in not the greatest conditions, suddenly he may look really good there. So, Emery, that's a great pick in that context. We just have to see how he emerges from it. And Hovland, you know, just before that, yeah, David, you said it. He's tinkering. He's just in a state of mind that just is unfamiliar for us, for him. And he's so thoughtful and transparent and honest and forthright with everything he says. Sometimes I wish maybe not for our perspective, but sometimes for their perspective, maybe just keep it under wraps, figure it out and get out there and get after it. But this is how these guys process these days. I mean, we appreciate it as fans, but Hovland's gone into so much detail. And I wonder if it's doing him any good. He's spending hours upon hours trying to figure it out. I have him to miss the cut this week, honestly. And he doesn't miss cuts. So he's one of the guys in the center of my crosshairs, my spotlight, that sort of thing. Paul, your lineup there, I love it. Obviously, you kind of went right down my power rankings. I can't say anything negative about that. And I just love sort of the disdain in Craig's voice every time it's picked. It's one of the most entertaining parts of my week every time I connect with you guys. Every time Craig makes a pick, I just sit back and enjoy it. And then certainly, you know, somehow, way, shape, or form, he ends up winning one of these at some point, and he does. It's like he's just like the most, the most accidental player who does really well way too often than he thinks he's going to play.
Throwing darts blind.
That's one of the reasons I love this
thing. Yeah, throwing darts blind is kind of what
that,
it
Craig?
Is. Throwing darts blind is what I'm doing, basically.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a strategy, too, man.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, before I forget, we'd like to welcome our new sponsor, GolfPartnerUSA.com, to the show, and they bring you all of our golf segments now. So I put the link up in the chat room. The world's largest online golf retailer, GolfPartnerUSA.com. But, Rob, Tiger Woods is 48. He's got the injuries. He made the cut last year and then had to stop. And he's always made the cut. You know, he makes the cut at Augusta. And he says if everything goes perfect, he can win. But it just doesn't go perfect for him anymore, does it?
No, you know, and he's on the record. You could pull it up if you wanted that he doesn't play to make cuts. Mm-hmm. He plays to win. So he's now on the precipice of setting the all-time consecutive cuts made record at the Masters. Currently has the share of the record with 23, going for 24. I have him also to miss the cut. The odds are not necessarily great to invest in it, but they're actually getting a little bit longer as the week prolongs here. So that's a good thing in terms of expectations for him to play well. But for me, I mean, anybody who's ever been to Augusta National, I've been there. I spent a day there back in 2012. My dogs were barking, and I don't have the surgery that he has. I'm not a professional athlete and all that, but and I wore comfortable shoes. It's an incredibly difficult walk, and the fact that he's going to try to you know win this thing, it's not going to happen. The fact that he's going to try to make the cut, okay, the cut is favorable again for guys who know how to get around for a couple of rounds. My joke, half joke, is that there should be a prop for him to complete 36 holes. The grit that it would require for him to do that across 2 days, the weather, all these sorts of things, it would be a heck of an accomplishment. Anything after that would be absolutely absurd and insane and an incredible story.
Hey, let me ask you this. When Paul took Spieth, and I was like, Jordan Spieth, he won it in 15. You think he'd reel off 2 to 4 of these? We know Rory's in a slump. Major tournaments, he's knocking on the door. And then all of a sudden, you know who wasn't picked? Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Who you would think that course would just absolutely be something that for him would be an automatic. And that you mentioned Morikawa, Jason Day, Tiger Phil, among others. Bryson DeChambeau, yeah. Is he playing well over at LIV?
Playing well enough. But here's the thing about him, and this is the – you could probably write a Shakespeare play, 2024 edition, on his fit or non-fit into this course. Course requires a lot more feel than he's been willing to give it. He's acknowledged that. He's the scientist, right? Although he acknowledges that he plays a lot of arts as well. He's tried to measure the green speeds. He's tried to solve the equation, as I've said. There's no equation to solve. It's be a golfer. And he's not entirely fully formed as one yet. He's an incredible talent. But Augusta National doesn't reward his skill set yet. How many times have we seen these guys? It takes some time. And for him, it's more about the 6 inches in between his ears and what he's willing to do and how he's willing to change to be a golfer. It would be one of the most incredible stories for him to win this tournament because it's the opposite. The course set up fine. The fact that you can spray it anywhere and bomb it and all that sort of thing, fine. It's understanding the greens and thinking the putts when he needs to. He can do all of those sorts of things too, but as a combination of variables on this track, in this event, his press conference, if he wins the thing, might be the most compelling interview of the year because then he'll explain how he was able to do it.
All right, so I had a couple of people contact me. They went, Corey Connors? He can hammer it. And Harmon, of course, is a guy that, you know, it depends. He's very efficient. He's played well. He won the Open. I know it's a completely different course than me. He's longer than some people think. Which of those two is my biggest risk, Connors or Brian Harmon?
So I love – well, Connors is one of my sleepers. He's had 3 top 10s in the last 4. It's a tremendous pick. He was on my list. You got to him before I could get to him. I didn't think he'd go that soon. I thought last pick of the draft, I'll get him. Nope. You got him in the 3rd round. So Harmon would be the riskier of the two only because he just doesn't have the right track record.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at Georgia, and yes, coming off the major. Harmon's almost in the 3rd phase of his career. Even when he won the Open, he said, I don't know why I haven't been better enough. He's always been right around the top 50 of the world, just inside it, just outside it. Now he's inside it for a while. He's playing in the majors for a while. He's more comfortable. He's gotten the monkey off his back if he ever felt there was one in the majors. I mean, he's the type of guy you wouldn't expect to win a major, and lo and behold, now he has one. So he's going to be a different cat out there. So I love the angle because this is the first major he's playing as a major champion. So he's peacocking around that place this week for a little guy, and I'm here for it. I love every bit of it. But yes, he would be the riskier of those two guys by a long shot.
Do you think he's going to drive Brooks Koepka crazy with his waggles?
No, I think visually we may see something to argue that point. I think internally they'll Bryson's enough of a pro to leave it alone.
All right, Paul.
I'd like to believe that, at least.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's kind of interesting and unique.
Emery, you have a question for Rob? You're on the mic.
Yeah, I do. Rob, what are your thoughts on Austin Ekro heading into this weekend, his first Masters?
Yeah, so there are 20 first-time participants in this year's Masters. It's quite a lot. The field's only 89, so, you know, you do the math, it's quite a large chunk of them. First-timer hasn't won here since Fuzzy in 79. We know that whole narrative. I love Austin Ekro's pedigree. He won right around the right time in terms of the first time on the PGA Tour a few weeks ago. What is his third season, I think, now? So that makes sense. Typically the third year is when guys sort of figure it out outside the ropes, you know. And now that he's at the Masters, he's going to be soaking it all in. Not expecting him to contend. Maybe makes the cut. Maybe he's top 30 or something like that. I know you're a big fan. I get it, and I'm rooting for him, and I'm rooting for you, because that would be a great story. There's a learning curve here. You know, you got Wyndham Clark, David, in the second round. You know, he happens to be in my power rankings. He's the only debutante in the field in my power rankings. It's more of a respect to Wyndham Clark and who he is as a golfer. But I don't expect any of the first-timers to really make any noise. It just doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
So in terms of the perspective of the draft, maybe he falls to you. But you got your guy. That's all that matters. In terms of the tournament, if Wyndham Clark has a top 10, that'll be an incredibly great week. If Austin Ekro has a top 25, I would say the same thing about him.
Yeah, and again, you have to have every one of your players get into the weekend. You have to get them into the weekend. So if you want to risk it with a guy like Phil who plays there well, or Patrick Reed would have been a nice pick because he always seems to be there to get into the weekend. If one player you have is cut, you're out. And we've had all four, in this case, five teams, we've had that happen before. Rob, tell everybody again, PGA Tour, you do a lot of the fantasy picks, you do a lot of the work, and of course your power rankings and where people can find you.
Yeah, thanks. So PGATour.com is the main site. We have golfbet.com, where most of the work lands now. I'm doing a video thing every week, podcast, talk of the tour. If you can't find anything, and if you're interested in something, you can always find me on X. My handle is @RobBoltonGolf.
And it's just great to have you back. It's been too long. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you being patient with us today, coming on a little bit later than we first thought. Rob Bolton, PGA Tour analyst, PGATour.com, as he mentioned, Rob. Rob Bolton Golf on X.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.